I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Inflation in Pakistan is the worst it's been in nearly 60 years. Pakistan's Consumer Price Index announced inflation soared over 35% in March. People are desperate for food when they can find it. And even when food is available, can they afford it? At flour distribution centers, stampedes have killed at least 20 people. Nehemiah with FMI says,
whenever there's a truck coming with the food or with rice or with flour, people are just looting. I have never seen something like that. I saw a few such things in Afghanistan, but never in Pakistan. And when I see that, when our partners see that, their heart really sinks. This is very, very sad.
Yet Pakistan's believers are sharing their food with Muslim neighbors and it's opening gospel doors. Pray for relief in Pakistan. And few Globetrotters view international travel in the same way today as they did before 2020. China partners Eric Berkland says that while many countries eventually eased lockdowns and began opening up, China remained closed for another 3 years.
We've done a lot of trainings through the Zoom platform, but that's not sustainable over the long haul. There's only so much you can do online.
Thankfully, China reopened to foreign tourists last month. Better yet, the tourist visas that gospel workers obtained before the pandemic can still be used today. Praise God for his faithfulness.
Pray specifically for wisdom as we are right now trying to figure out what the next steps should be. I have a vision of going back with teams starting in 24 and 25, continuing our training and maybe even do more than we have done in the past.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby called Get Hope. It's meant to encourage you through scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Sign up for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.